From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. A man accused of murdering his wife almost exactly 2 years ago died in the middle of a court appearance today where he was expected to make a plea deal. That's according to the Harris County District Attorney's Office. James Anderson was expected to agree to be sentenced to 35 years in prison when he had a medical emergency in the courtroom and was pronounced dead shortly after. Authorities will conduct an autopsy and investigate his death. Governor Greg Abbott didn't say no when asked today if he was considering a future run for president. Instead, he spoke about his faith.
I'm not trying to achieve anything personal. I'm trying to work in God's design and trying to achieve what God wants me to. So I will be guided by God in whatever I do, whatever I choose, and whatever pathway I go down in the future.
Abbott was a guest speaker at the Texas Values Texas Faith Fest in Austin. Parents with students at the Crockett Elementary School in Houston received a memo this week about standards students must meet to go on school field trips. Eligibility would be based on academic progress, behavior, attendance, and overall readiness. Camille Bro is the mother of two Crockett students and worries about who this policy will affect.
You have kids that parents don't have transportation. Their kids Uber. They get rides from other family members. That's beyond their control. So why are we punishing those kids? That just seems cruel to me.
The memo was posted to Parent Square, a popular communication app used within Houston ISD. It has since been taken down, and further guidance from the school was sent to parents to clarify field trips are open to all students and, quote, grades are not used to determine student eligibility. A new gas power plant in Baytown by Energy will get hundreds of millions of dollars through a state loan. Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement earlier today. Energy will receive $5.2 million loan to build a 721-megawatt plant. It's expected to begin generating power by the summer of 2028. This is Energy's second loan from the state under the Texas Energy Fund. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.